Well, what an honor and a blessing it is to officially be pastor of the church. Now, I tell you what, the last, well, couple, some odd years now, I've just been telling people, well, people say, oh, here you're the pastor. Well, I just took on the title and it just kind of stuck. So, but anyway, it truly is. It's a blessing, really is a blessing, what God has done in our lives and what God's doing here. And next Sunday, we're having baptism. So Beth better not sleep. Tell Emily, or Emily, tell your mom she can't sleep in next Sunday. She got to be here. We got to baptize her and David. So, but it's truly, truly a blessing to be alive. Now, I'm going to try to get through this message. Effie and I both have had sinus and allergy issues this last week, and my voice has cut out. If my voice goes out, that'll probably be the biggest blessing ever happened. So, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. And when you get there, I'd like to ask you to please stand as I read from God's Word. Ephesians 3:20. Today I'm preaching on the power at work in you. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are truly grateful for this power that You have given us. And Father, we're so thankful that we have Your wonderful Word that we can read and that we should study it and that we should grow and that it should increase our faith and bring our closeness to our walk with You, Father. Today, Lord, we just pray that we will put off the flesh, that we will put on the Spirit, and that, God, we will walk in the power of Your words, because Your power is alive inside of us. And Father, as I preach this message, we just pray, Father, that every word come from You through Your Holy Spirit. And don't let anything come from my own words or my own thoughts or even from my flesh. For we ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to have to keep myself watered. God's power works in believers, and it is able to do immeasurably more than what we can ask or imagine. Now I want you to take notice. I didn't say God's power works in us or Christians. I used the word believers. And here's the reason why. In order for God's power to work inside of us, we have to believe. Because the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if we don't believe, then that makes us a doubter. And we know what a doubter is. It's like electricity. When it hits a resistor, it stops the circuit. But when you have a conductor, that electricity goes right on through. And that's why we as believers, we need to be a conductor of God's power in our life. We have to let His power flow through us, and we have to believe that everything about God, that who He says He is and what He can do, that He's able to do it. Now, you know, Laura brought up a good point this morning in Sunday school. There are so many times, and we even talked about it last Sunday, we get stiff-necked or we doubt. We hear something, but we doubt it. Like she said, you know, people say there's going to be a tornado this evening. Well, if the weather's nice right now and there's sunshine out, we're not going to really believe that. But I want you to take notice this morning about God. Everything that we know and hear and see about God, it is true. It is powerful. If God created everything with the spoken word, and He created life, and He has blessed us with so much, then we know that God can move in any circumstance still today. There is no limit, excuse me, to God's abilities when we believe in faith. There's no limit to it. There's no end. See, God, there's nothing impossible with God. See, God's ways are higher than our ways, and God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. First thing I want to look at, that God is able, which means He does abundantly more. It highlights God's it highlights God's infinite power, and it goes beyond human comprehension. Now, that's why I said God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Because God's power is so infinite and so mighty, we cannot even wrap our minds around it. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, I noticed something, I witnessed something that happened, I just can't wrap my brain around it? Well, the human brain cannot understand all the ways of God. But here's something that we have to do. We have to go back to the word believe, and we have to know. There have been so many circumstances in my own life that I would pray through, and there were times that I would even question, and I would say, is God even able to do this thing that I'm asking for? Because I didn't see a way around it. Well, just because we don't see a way around circumstances, it doesn't mean that they won't happen, because God can make anything happen. I've told you this story about my mother-in-law, and I don't have to really go through it. I'll just give you the highlight. So I witnessed to her for a number of years. Janine witnessed to her own mom for a number of years. And you would think, wow, I'm not calling my mother-in-law a nut. She was the one who'd call me a nut. But she was set in her own human ways. And you used to sometimes think, can this nut be even cracked? Is there a way into that shell? How could this even be possible? And I would tell Janine, you know, sometimes it seems so impossible with us, because with us, everything's impossible. Everything is impossible with us. But we would pray for her, and we would still show her love, and we would do acts of kindness, and we would be witnesses with our life before her. But it took another pastor to go visit my mother-in-law, Janine's mom, and he used that one man to reach her heart. And I won't forget when Brother Donnie Colson called me the next morning. He was in tears. He wasn't sad. He always cries when he's happy. But this is what he said to me. He said, Brother Jim Cooper, he said, your mother-in-law is going to heaven. She got saved last night. And I cried with him on the phone. I wasn't sad. I was happy. I was ecstatic, because God, in His infinite glory and power, He came down from heaven with all of His glory, and He touched my mother-in-law's heart, and her heart was open, and she witnessed the true power of who God really is, and it changed her life. The life she knew, it was in her past. And when we went to see her that evening on Thursday night, we walked in the room and Janine said, Mom, do you got something you want to tell us? And she laid in her bed, she was sitting in a wheelchair, and she said, I'm going to heaven. I got saved yesterday. And we were so happy for that. And when we were at her bedside Thanksgiving morning, at about, I think, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, as she took her last couple breaths, we got to experience the glory and the power of God, because He took down His mighty hand from heaven and the angels escorted her immediately into His powerful presence. And her body died, but she never died. See, because she became a child of God, she's still living. I say she's really living now. And that's what I'm saying, that God is able to do anything. So you may have a loved one that you've been praying for. Don't give up on them. You may have somebody in the church body that doesn't like you for some reason. Maybe it's their own heart or something. Don't give up on them. You keep loving them. You keep doing good to them, and you keep speaking good about them, and you keep blessing them, and you will watch God, who is able to do anything. He can touch the heart of the very toughest person, and He can turn it completely around. God can answer prayers that we never considered. Do you know that? God can answer any prayer. Now, I never prayed to be a pastor. I never prayed to be a preacher. I wanted to be a state policeman. I wanted to work for about 35 years and retire and then go live down in the Bahamas somewhere was my whole plan and all. Well, God came in with a whole different idea for my life. And God said, I want you to preach. And I fought it, but finally I prayed. And I said, God, but I'm not smart enough. I don't have the wisdom of maybe Adrian Rogers. I don't have the knowledge of so many of these pastors. I'm not all that intelligent. What could you do with me? And God said, I just want you to surrender and let me do the work in your life. And so my prayer to God was, Father, change me. Change who I am. Make things that are confusing, make them to where I understand them, Lord. Show me your glory. And when I prayed for a beautiful wife, man, that's exactly what I got. Now, I didn't know if God would send me somebody so beautiful. I didn't know that God would send me somebody so intelligent. She is. Thank God she is, because I'll tell you what, me coming from Arkansas, that's a whole another whole story there. But God can answer any prayer. And God took my life. He took something that I thought was nothing, and He's made it a wonderful blessing, but He did it for His glory. He has put me in some situations that I never thought I would be in. He has made relationships formed in my life that I'm so thankful for. I was talking to Effie on the phone yesterday. And I started, of course, I about cry anytime I'm on the phone. I start talking about how good God is. But I never dreamed that God would bring me to such a loving church. The little church in the dell that I've been told it's called. But I never thought that God could take such a little church and make it such a powerhouse. But if we believe what we pray and we don't doubt, then God can answer those prayers. And what I want to tell you this morning, whatever you're praying for, don't give up on it. But also make sure what you're praying for, you're praying that you're in line with God's will with your prayers. That's important. Don't ask for things to fulfill the lust and desires of your flesh, but you want to pray God's will for your life. Now, it's okay to pray for a vehicle or a house or a job or whatever. It's okay to, but you say, God, I need you to come through and I need you to provide in this situation, and He will do that. Janine and I have seen God come through, even through some of the darkest times in our lives where we thought the devil had just about destroyed things we knew. God said, I'm not through. I want you to hold on. I want you to take hold. I want you to believe, and I want you to trust me, because I'm about to show you things that you've never experienced or witnessed before. And that's exactly what God has done in our lives. And that's what God can do in your life as well. Now, the power. This is how God's power is manifested. It's not an external force. It's not something that comes from outside of us or from anywhere in the world. The power comes from God. I mean, when God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible says that He spoke and things took form. He made things happen with spoken words. And I want you to know this morning. The power that God has, He has given it to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I want to say something very serious to you this morning. There's a lot of times that how we live our lives, it dictates the outcome and the things we speak. There are so many times that we speak words that bring defeat. Words that bring the negative circumstances into our lives. There are times that we hear about God's power, but we don't take it very serious, like when someone says there could be a tornado tonight. We don't take it very serious, God's power. But I want to tell you this morning, you need to take God's power very seriously, because it's something you can trust in. It's something that when it hits your life, it will change everything about you. It will make the atmosphere around you so much sweeter. And His power can change your doubt. So I want to say this to you today. What you speak, make sure that you are speaking words of life, that you are speaking God's word. And men in this church, now it doesn't matter if you're married or not, but men in the church, it's we're the leader. You know, I mean, men are given the form of leadership spiritually, and it's up to the men to be speaking words of life, to be speaking God's word. And over our families, it's the man's responsibility to make sure that the love of the Lord and the power of God is being delivered, because when that word goes forward, it affects the lives of those that are in our household. So what you speak, the things that you do, how you act, it all matters. And if we want to see God's power at work in our life, then we have to read His Word, we have to study it, we have to live it, and we have to act like, we have to know that what His Word says is very true. It's the divine power of God's Holy Spirit dwelling in believers. That's how God's power is manifested in our life. It comes through the Holy Spirit of God. That's why when I pray before I preach, I ask the Lord, God, You speak through me through Your Holy Spirit, because You and I are going to learn so much more if the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. When the Holy Spirit moves, there is great power and great glory. In the book of Acts, When the Holy Spirit fell, there it was like the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and the Holy Spirit was poured out. And when the Holy Spirit when the power is being manifested in our lives, it is allowing us to be the disciples that God has called us to be. It allows us to teach Sunday school. It allows us to serve as missionaries around the world. It allows us to tell others about Christ. It allows us many opportunities in the church body to do the things we normally couldn't do. When the Holy Spirit is at work in your life, you will become a bold witness. And when the Holy Spirit is at work in your life, other people will see it and they're going to know it. How many of you have ever walked into a room with somebody that you knew the Holy Spirit was at work in them and you could really feel the power? Man, that's something I like. Now, I'm not putting my grandfather on a pedestal, but he was a Baptist minister, and my grandfather had the power of the Holy Spirit at work in him. And when you got around him, you knew who was at work in his life. You knew where he stood. His yes was yes and his no was no. He was not a double-minded man. His faith was in Christ, and the power that the Holy Spirit was working inside of him was allowing him to go out and reach many hearts and souls for the witness of Jesus. And throughout his ministry, my grandfather always said, it's God that did it and not Glenn Smith. And that's what I say today. It's always God through the power of His Holy Spirit. It's not Jim Cooper. This power enables us to do the impossible and overcome challenges. How many of you don't have to raise your hand. You can if you want. How many of you have challenges in your life today? Yeah, we all do. Well, what do you do with the challenge? Are you going to stand there and say, okay, God, now here's what's going on in my life, and I just can't seem to get over that hill, but if you'll just kind of back off and let me have my way, I'll figure it out eventually. How many of us do that? Guilty. Guilty as charged. I did that Friday. I'm not going to say what it was, but I took it upon myself trying to figure something out. And I thought, well, my knowledge is good. And it backfired. And, well, that's all I'm going to say about that. That's what Forrest Gump would say. That's all I'm going to say about that. But challenges in my life, challenges within the church, challenges within the home, on the job site, wherever it may be, we have to take the challenge to the Lord. I mean, when David went before Goliath, that was a big challenge. But David didn't say, well, God, he's too big for me. He said, you come to me with a spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. And David didn't slay the giant. God slayed the giant. He helped David overcome one of the biggest challenges he had probably ever faced in his life. And I want to tell you this, it doesn't matter what kind of a challenge you have, you can overcome it, but you have to trust God and you have to let Him have it. And that means if I have a gift for Effie, well, she can't receive it until she takes her hands out and takes a hold of it and makes it her possession. And I'm not going to go to Effie and say, well, give me that gift back, Effie. I don't think you should have it. See, God's never going to do that with us. When you give something to God, you give it up in faith and you leave it with Him. You trust Him with it. You pray and believe in His power that's working inside of you, and then leave it. Don't go back to it and try to solve it later. Don't sweep it under the rug and say, well, I'll attend to that later. You know how you'd clean the house? Well, I'll sweep it under the rug and I'll come back later and do it. Before long, you have a lump like this under the rug and then you're tripping over it. Well, if you keep trying to do things in your own way and with the problems in your life and you keep sweeping it under the rug of your life, you're going to start tripping over your own self. But if you release it to God and you trust in His power and you live by faith, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. The just. And you watch God in whose timing? His timing. You watch God in His timing, and He will help you overcome every obstacle. He will even help you overcome defeats in your life. Did you know that? God can take bad situations that you have gone through, and He can turn them around to use them for your good. Now, we're all going to experience these hardships in life. We're going to go through things that aren't very pleasing at all. But we can't go into it saying, well, God's punishing me for this or that. We have to go into it and say, Father, what are you trying to show me through this? How can I grow? How can I be better dedicated to you? How can I increase my love? And how can I increase my faith so that I don't question you the next time? But all I do is give you my heart and say, Lord, here I am. I trust you with it all. Now, I'm kind of doing this in reverse order. Normally, I'd kind of give you the gist of the text. Well, I'm saving that here to now. This is what Paul had been doing here in the book of Ephesians. He had been praying for the church at Ephesus. And he had been praying for the Jews and the Gentiles to do what? That they might experience the power and the love of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to tell you something. Paul was a passionate person. He loved the Lord so much, he wanted everybody to know who Jesus was. He wanted them to experience the life change that he had experienced. And I want to ask you today, as a child of God, are you that passionate? Are you willing to go the extra mile to tell someone else about Jesus? Are you willing to put aside your own heaviness and trials and tribulations to reach your hand out and touch the heart and life of somebody else? Are you praying for your neighbors? Are you praying for your family? Are you praying for those in your church? Because the prayers of Paul, God answered them. See, Paul wanted to experience, he wanted to see the Jews and Gentiles experience the overwhelming love. That was what he wanted. He wasn't wanting anything for himself. He wasn't selfish in any way, shape, or form. Paul wanted to see them get a dose of the love of the Lord. That's what I want to see. I want to see that in my life, but even more, I want to see that in all of your lives. Now, there might be somebody sitting in here today that you've come to church every Sunday and you think, well, I was in worship today. I've gone to church my whole life. I'm good. I'm going to heaven. Or maybe at one point you gave your heart and life to Christ, but you just kind of got cold and you settled back and became a casual Christian. Well, I've been to Sunday school. I pray at dinner. I wear my cross around my neck. I carry my Bible. You know what? And ain't none of that going to get you to heaven. Ain't none of that going to get you to heaven. There might be somebody sitting in here today that somebody might have told you those were ways of getting to heaven, but it ain't your works that get you to heaven. It's your relationship with Jesus Christ. And I pray for each and every person in this church. I'm not judging and I'm not pointing fingers. I ain't doing that. But only you and God know your heart. And if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to look deep within yourself. If I die, what's God going to say to me when I stand before Him? Am I going to go to heaven? Or am I going to be cast into hell because it was your choice, not God's? God provided the way. He provided the sacrifice, His only begotten Son, but it was up to you and me to make that decision to follow Him and make Him Lord and Savior and ask for forgiveness of our sins. Have you done that? If you have not, I want to encourage you today to get saved. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and your life And I want you to experience the life-changing effect. Now, it's not going to be wham, and you're not going to be this happy Joe lucky Christian. I mean, I don't want to give you some false ideology. Some people think that the moment they get saved, that it's going to be a beautiful rose-strung path. It's not. The Christian life, there's a lot of twists and turns. There's some hills and valleys. There's going to be bumps and bruises. You're going to fall off the horse, get up, get back on. It's not an easy walk, but I tell you this, there will be a power at work inside of your life that if you sincerely walk it, God will change you by His power. That's why I wanted to preach this message today. It's a power at work in us. Our minds need to be renewed daily. Our hearts need to be renewed daily. Now, I want you to take a note of Peter and his life. Peter was a disciple of Jesus. He walked with Him. But did you know that Peter had a temper? Do you know that Peter blew his top quite a bit? Angry. He even drew a sword when they arrested Jesus and cut off a guard's ear. He cussed people out. And he walked with the Lord. But I want to tell you this. He had a power at work inside of him, changing him. And I could probably guarantee you that a lot of times in Peter's life, when he, Lord, forgive me, Father, for my sin. I want to be better. I guarantee you every single one of us that are Christians, that are believers, have prayed that. Every day. Every day we've prayed it. See, we're reaching toward the mark. We're going for a goal. We're running a race. And those of us who remain faithful, they will endure to the end of the race. I'll say this last little thing, then we'll close this out. I run races. Sometimes I run very long distance races. Sometimes I run shorter distance. I like the shorter distances better at my old age now. Feels a whole lot better on my legs. But I tell you what, there's been times that I didn't train right. I maybe didn't eat right or work out like I should have, didn't run enough, and I went out for a real long distance race. And I tell you what, there were times in that race that in my brain, all I kept going was, well, just go ahead and quit now. Just quit. You know, if you quit, it's okay. Because you gave it your best. So just pause your watch and just walk it and just tell them at the finish line, I couldn't do it. How many times in the Christian life have we said that? All because we didn't read our Bible. All because we didn't pray enough. All because we didn't trust. All because we didn't let God's power work within our life and we didn't do the right things. So we're starting to run the race, and along the way, we get tired and weary. And what's the first thing we, oh, I can't take this heaviness. I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to tell the Lord I couldn't do this. Find somebody else. Well, I don't call that the power of God at work in our life. I call that the devil having an influence that shouldn't even be there. What I want to tell you today, say no to the enemy. You've got the power through Jesus Christ. All you have to do is start speaking it. So watch what you speak about yourself and others, because those words, you may not think they have an impact, but the words you speak toward other people or at others, it will have an impact. And we learned that about too, didn't we, Lauren? The consequences that come later. We might think at the moment it's okay. There are consequences. And I want us to think about that dearly and very deeply this morning. There's a power at work in our life. And that power will raise us up above everything if we will just trust in Him and if we will walk it. Because when we do, we will see things happen in our life that we never thought possible.